Research suggests that attitudes towards COVID etiquette are deteriorating as the nation struggles to return to a pre-COVID way of life. Mask wearing, vaccination and social distancing have all become increasingly unpopular behaviour as concern towards the infamous virus wanes, leaving experts, health officials scratching their heads wondering how to curb rising death statistics. Jono Wakeley has this story.
After 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic, public attitudes towards disease mitigation have waxed and waned. Australia has subsequently acquired one of the highest infection rates in the world, launching us to nearly 10 million COVID cases to date. With over 7,000 new cases and over 300,000 active cases nationally, the barrage of cold clinical statistics, numbers and figures has worn at public concern. Where we once felt united in our fight against a disease that wouldn't quit, we now return to the concerts and stadiums, workplaces and offices, trains and buses that we once thought we'd never go back to. But the disease hasn't gotten any less deadly. Not really. Feels like yesterday we reached over 10,000 deaths. That number is now over 12,000. Fortunately, it's not all bad news. Health Minister Mark Butler spoke at a press conference today announcing the end of the latest peak in cases.
The data we're seeing right now indicates that we might have reached the peak earlier than we expected to, earlier than most modelling suggested we would. We're being a bit cautious about that and we'll really be monitoring this very closely over the course of coming days.
It's easy to point fingers. Health officials, young people, old people, people who use public transport, people going on holidays, concerts and sports. It's easy to blame all of these things individually. It's harder to acknowledge that we've all changed. Almost all of our behaviour and attitudes have fundamentally shifted to be more carefree and ignorant of the reality of this disease. I sat down to talk to Doctor of Anthropology Lisa Wynn about her research on COVID-conscious practice and its change throughout the pandemic. How do you feel attitudes towards mask wearing and vaccines have changed over the past year?
That's a good question. I remember early in the pandemic, people started wearing masks all the time, and we started asking people this question as part of our surveys that we did. We surveyed around 90 people in Australia, and one of the things we asked them was, had you ever worn a mask before? Most people said no, they'd never worn a mask before this pandemic. And so, you know, a year ago, I was asking myself, is this going to become a new cultural norm? Will people wear masks more, you know, who never previously had? And what I think we're seeing now is definitely there's been a shift. It's not as much of a shift as I thought we would see. You know, I thought that there would be more people wearing masks to go to the grocery store and so on than we're seeing nowadays or at work. I'm not seeing that so much myself. Hmm. So, you know, some things have changed, but it's not as much as I thought it would.
Do you think that attitudes are going to improve?
Gosh, I don't know. You know, Jono, I think before this pandemic, I thought people had a more rational understanding of infection. What I've learned through my research is that that just isn't true. People have some really unusual ideas about infection, infectiveness, you know, how disease moves around. And I guess if you step back and think about it, that makes sense because infection, like viruses, bacteria, these are all things that we can't see. So when you can't see them, we're just imagining how infectious disease is moving from person to person. And so when you're imagining things, there's a combination of, you know, people putting together what scientific knowledge they have gleaned from the research of scientists and epidemiologists and so on, and they're infusing that with their own cultural ideas about who they think is dirty, what contexts they think are dirty or potentially infectious, right? And what I found in my research is that people have a few weird ideas about this. So, for example, you know, when I asked people in the interviews, would you stay home from work or would you wear a mask if you had a cough? The vast majority of people said yes. If they had a cough, they'd wear a mask or they'd stay home from work. But when I asked people the same question, if you had a fever, would you wear a mask? Would you stay home from work? Only about 4/5 said that they would. They'd wear a mask. They'd stay home from work. Surprisingly, 1/5 of the people I interviewed said, no, they'd go to work with a fever. You know, so I was shocked.
But Dr. Wynn thinks that workplace toxicity isn't to blame.
You know, previously people said They felt like they had to soldier on. Even if they were sick, they felt like they had to show up. And people would admire them for going to work even while they were sick. You know, like, wow, you're really committed to your job. You're really committed to your colleagues and this department and everything because you're coming in even though you're sick, right? Whereas now I think that script has completely flipped. If you come in and you're coughing and sneezing, people are like, wow, like, you don't care about your colleagues. Get home.
How would you like to see attitudes improve?
When we hear projections from researchers that things are going to get worse before they get better, that's based on an understanding that, you know, this thing is out in the community. And when we had small numbers of cases and made heroic efforts to keep people separate and not going to work and not socializing with people, okay, then we could contain it. But right now, it's out in the community, and the way people interact with each other, it doesn't look like the small measures that people could individually do would make a difference. What might make a difference is telling everybody that they have to wear masks when they're indoors. But whether people would actually follow that advice, I don't know.
Dr. Lisa Wynn, Professor of Anthropology at Macquarie University, with Jono Wakeley.